Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Monday. We're out at Greystone Golf Club. It is the Predators' unofficial start to the season, the Brent Peterson Classic Golf Tournament, benefiting the Preds Foundation and Peterson for Parkinson's. Always a great event. You just heard Brian Callahan speak. Your reaction, 615-737-1025. He basically did an opening statement. Then he said, I know the big reason that a lot of you are here is the challenge on the IO Manor play. He said at the beginning that he misinterpreted the rule, that basically he was wrong. And then later on, he kept being asked about it. He said he misspoke after. And it's like, okay, which one is it? Did you know the rule or not? Basically, he didn't know the rule.
Yeah, and then he got, a little, of course, just a little snippy at Paul, which was, yeah, you knew he was not good right then with what the rule was. But he came out and you know, and talked about it and said he made a mistake. And I miss, there's somebody talking to him from the box.
Right. Well, Teron asked that question. We're going to play the whole sequence in just a second, but just want to react a little bit. This was Robbie Stanley's tweet. I think this is perfect. So Callahan opened up the press conference talking about his interpretation of the rule being wrong. Now he's talking about how he misspoke and is well aware of the rule. So which one is it?
That's a good point. I'll go with his emotion yesterday after the game. He did not know what was going on there.
Yeah, he didn't know the rule. And look, it's not okay. I'm not going to give you a pass because you're the head coach. You need to know what a catch is. You know, there's some rules that maybe you have a guy to interpret and know that more than you. But you're the head football coach. I think you should know what a catch is.
Yeah, I agree. And, again, I think he's overwhelmed with that job of head coach slash play caller. I mean, he is overwhelmed with that. It was not going to be a good fit. It's not been a good fit. And I don't know where they go from here. Does he give up play calling duties? He said he doesn't want to. So we'll get the same thing happening next Sunday where he gets overwhelmed yet again.
He was asked about all the penalties. He said it's disappointing that we put all that work in and those were still a thing yesterday. We're just going to have to continue the process. Your process ain't working, bud. He had 131 yards of penalties yesterday.
Yeah.
131 yards.
Also, he's like, all too often we were in third downs of 7, 8, 9, plus 10. You know why? Because your play calling sucks. That's why you're in the third and 7 and third and 8. Just nonsense. He didn't bring up the part about being aggressive around the goal line. I guess he talked about that was yesterday when he got
into the ball. He talked about it more today, too. I mean, nothing was off the table. He was asked about that stuff, and I didn't like his – They had 131 yards of penalties. Their total yards were 133.
Yeah.
Let that sink in for a second.
But they had a chance to win the game. That's the frustrating part. They moved the ball well. And you take away – if Ridley would have caught some of those passes, which hit him in the hands, and you're paying him $92 million to catch passes, and he's afraid to go over the middle. I'm going to say it right now. He's afraid to go over the – then why are you playing? Why are you out there? Hell, you think Restrepo's afraid to go over the middle? I don't think so. But Ridley with, you know how I know? Because Ridley showed me yesterday. He showed me he's afraid to catch the pass in tough areas. He showed all of us that. It's embarrassing. My goodness, should give his game check back. That's embarrassing yesterday.
Wes and Herman has said yesterday, I have been fighting for him to stay. Now I'm not sure if he knows how to hold a clipboard. That was an awful outing.
Yeah,
I would agree with that. Gover says he's using "I was wrong" and "I misspoke" as a synonym. They're not synonyms. But he thinks they are.
Gover with the drop in the serious knowledge.
I like that actually.
Yeah,
he's not wrong. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. If you want to react, all right. Here was the entire. In case you're just tuning in or you missed the whole press conference. This was the exchange moments ago about the interpretation or what have you of what a catch is.
And it wasn't that part. We got to get cleaned up for sure, and we'll be better there. And again, I know you guys are all here for the conversation about the play with Ellick and challenging the play and what I said after the game. And look, ultimately, my interpretation of the rule was wrong. I'll own it. We should have challenged the play. And and that's pretty much all I can say about it is I'll own a mistake, should have challenged it, and that's where it stands. So other than that, you guys can go ahead.
With that being said, obviously there are other people who may have been able to tell you, hey, go ahead and challenge that. What happened there?
That process and how those things get relayed, you know, I'll keep those in-house. But, you know, I'm the head coach of the football team, and my job is to make those decisions. And I didn't do a good enough job in that moment, and I should have challenged it. And it probably would have resulted in a potential explosive play. So should have challenged the play.
But your interpretation of it being incorrect, the interpretation of Rob in your ear is also incorrect. He's there to correct you or counsel you, and he's also not getting it right in the moment, correct?
Again, I should have challenged the play. And the communication and how those things happened are all part of the process that we got to do a better job of overall. But I'm in charge of that, and I didn't do a good enough job there. So, again, I should have challenged the play.
Do you talk to players about that, and what do you want them to take from that?
Yeah, I think what they should take from the same thing I asked from them, too, is to take accountability for a mistake or for a play that they didn't make or needed to make or didn't do right, and make it right. You know, and I think that's my job as a head coach, and I'll make it right.
You touched on Cam. What were some of the things that you liked about him most, right, and some of the things he's got to do?
It there, Dr. Crane. So there you go. So that was like the whole basically back and forth. There might have been a little bit more, but the gist of it. And here's my thing. The head coach was wrong, has now admitted that he was wrong and didn't know the rule, misinterpreted the rule, misspoke, whatever. He missed the rule. He didn't know the rule. And then the guy that his job is to sit upstairs, look at a play, and say, oh, you should challenge this because here's the rule. He didn't know the rule either. So you're telling me that you're everybody that's supposed to know, because, you know, people, there have been some people that are like, well, maybe you should have assistants that, you know, the head coach doesn't have to know every little rule, but they know the rule. You're the head coach! You're the head football coach. You need to know what a catch is. Everybody's looking at me right now. Sorry. But you need to know the rule.
How many coaches
and
are on the staff?
And then the fact that your guy that's supposed to tell you to challenge something doesn't know right. the rule? Like, yeah. What are we doing here?
You got 27 coaches on that staff. Dr. Crane, I counted. 27. Is there not one that dedicated to you, not Nick Holtz, dedicated in those moments? Don't the Preds have a video review guy?
Yes. And he's probably here somewhere.
And when something's wrong, he dings down immediately like, hey, that were offsides.
Right.
Why do the Titans not have that guy?
Like, they're supposed to have that guy.
Like, hey, coach, challenge that. That's a rule. He caught the ball as inbounds. Why do they not have
but
that
the guy?
Guy?
That, but the guy, they do. No, that's the problem. They do. He didn't know it either.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's terrible. That's the problem, Joe. None of these guys know what's going on. And look,
terrible.
I understand there are some rules that, like, we're here at a hockey thing. Everybody's going to laugh at this. Goaltender interference is one of those that I don't think Jesus knows the answer to. But there are some that are more difficult than others. You should know what a catch is. And an elbow in, elbow down is, by rule, just as good as 2 feet.
What do you have to lose not challenging that? And hell, it's right in front of you, for one thing.
That's a great point. Even if you don't know what the rule is, what do you challenge the thing anyway?
Yep. And if it's correct and it's overruled and the ball and it's good to go, then you live for another three downs and you get to go on. Just so many missteps from a head coach. He's overwhelmed. We've said it from day one. He does not know what's going on for the most part. How can you sit there and – look, during the game, he's not sitting with Cam Ward.
Yeah.
Hardigree's sitting with him. So you're calling the plays. You need to go over and get the iPad out and say, look, Cam, see the safety, drop down. See the corner, he moved off this or whatever's going on. Sitting down, he's incapable of doing that. He really is. And it's not going to get any better, folks, because other teams are going to see, look, you don't know what he's doing. Take advantage of this. And it's bad. It's bad. Titans should have – not should have. They had a great opportunity to win the game yesterday. I thought Cam did well in situations. And you get guys catching passes. You don't get your defensive lineman making a crushing penalty that way. things could change out differently. But yeah, that's why you have the preseason to learn these things out, man. He is 3-15. Won 20% of 45% should be unacceptable. 20% of the games he's won. That's what he's won.
By the way, as many of you in the YouTube chat have pointed out, shout out to Lawrence Filoni, the video coach, that, yes, he would have known to challenge that play. And the Titans did.
You can't be afraid. You can't be afraid. It's like, that is a catch.
Here's the other thing. He was trying not to throw somebody under the bus. And I get it. You're the head coach, so you got to own all this stuff. But, I mean, come on. It was egregious. It was absolutely egregious.
Yep.
615-737-1025. Dylan, hold on. We'll get to your call and more of your texts. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe here on 1025 The Game.
Go ahead, John. Start over.
On the Iron Man play, I mean, that rule has been in effect for a long time. I guess in retrospect, are you surprised yourself that you didn't know the correct interpretation of that rule?
Yeah, I think I got a little more clarity on it now at this point. At the end of the day, those things happen really fast. And you're starting to get ready for the next play call, and you're waiting on information from what the look looks like. And look, I misspoke on it after the game, and I'll own that. I'm aware of the rules. I understand the rules. Just, you know, again, a mistake that I made that I gotta correct, just like I'd ask our players to.
There you go, Brian Callahan, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, here on this Reaction Monday. We're out at Greystone Golf Club. Brent Peterson is here. Good to see Brent for his golf tournament this afternoon.
So he knew the rule but didn't know the rule. Now he knows the rule because he knew the rule before. I'm thoroughly confused.
There's a word I want to say, but I can't say it because we're on the radio and all these people are
handsome.
Here. He didn't know crap. That's the problem. But insert another word that would make it better.
That's another misspoke.
He doesn't know.
I'm thoroughly confused now. What else does he not know that's going to happen in a game?
Call proper plays and
prime example, being a head coach and a coordinator, he's waiting to see what's going on, trying to figure out the next play, what the Broncos going to bring out there. You have to be an extreme incredible multitasker to do that. Enough about me. We got phone calls.
We do. Real quick, Byron on our text line says, just a tiny fact check. 3-15 would be 20%. He's 3-15, which is worse. Giving him too much credit, Big Joe. We never claimed no math.
Well, he's 3-18, right? So 3-15. So is he less than 20%?
Yeah, I mean, he's coached 18 games.
He's won three. So he's 3-15.
Right.
So is that 20%? God, I'm so stupid. Or is that less than 20%?
Yeah. Look, I'm not helping you. We have talked about me and math. There's a reason that I do this for a living.
Thank you for that text.
Let's go to the phones. Dylan and Antioch, you're going to lead us off.
Hey, what's up, guys? Nice seeing you at Twin Peaks yesterday.
Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, definitely. So what kills me here, we're still in the same spot. We really don't know whether he knew the rule or not, the way he answered that. And I don't know if you saw, there's a video going around Twitter. You can see the sidelines. Amari Hooker jumping around, pointing at his own elbow right there on the sideline. So, like, he knew the rule. He's a defensive player, jumping around, going nuts, pointing at his elbow and challenging the play. And this whole thing where Callahan's saying, you know, we're going to keep that in-house, don't give me this crap where you're going to hide behind this NFL veil of secrecy about who knew what. It's total BS. And the way he answered that, did he know it? Did he just learn it? We still don't know. And we really don't have any freaking closure about it. So it's frustrating, guys. But thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Dylan. Yeah, look, I share the frustration. I mean, the part about this that is crazy is I was prepared to come on the air today and talk about a loss. I had a feeling that we were going to be talking about a loss. But the fact that they were in position where they could have won the game, because the conversation on Denver Sports Radio was going to be, how the hell did they lose that game? Like, that's what it was going to be. And yet the Titans still figured out a way to lose it because of just incompetence and stupidity,
yeah,
dumb penalties, 131 penalties. That's what makes it more frustrating.
George, thank you. He's winning at a 17
okay, there
percent
you go.
Clip.
17.
17% of the games he's won. 17%.
Look, I'm just going to tell you, anything on math, I'm not going to bail you out.
We know that, right?
I'm not going to bail you out.
Holy cow.
I'm just going to let you do whatever there. Another Dylan. Dylan in Kentucky wants to weigh in on Brian Callahan. Dylan, what's up?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, Jared had said this before, and Big Joe's been banging on this drum as well, that Brian Callahan is just not cut out to be a head coach. I think he was more of just an assistant over at the Bengals. But I know that the afternoon show DVD had mentioned, you know, they asked the fans, you know, what does Brian Callahan need to do in order to basically keep his job as a Titan? And everyone said situational awareness. He showed yesterday that he has zero situational awareness, and in my opinion, I think he just like lost the game for them. I think it was on him, and the way he coached the guys, the penalties, everything. But on the bright side, I did see a lot of the draft picks that we picked this year balling out. Io Manor, Helm, DK, Cam Ward himself, even though he didn't have help. I think that is a bright spot and is good for the core of this team to hopefully build on in the future. So just wanted to say that, and I love the guys. Love the show.
Thanks, Dylan. Appreciate
it. Good points.
Yeah, very good points. I mean, I can see, like, you know, having a meeting. You know how he used to say he would talk to Amy every week, or they'd have tea or something.
Yeah.
Something. I think, you know, she might sit down with him and go, Brian? Yesterday's performance is a great example to look back on how to not to keep your job.
I think she's so indifferent right now, like it kind of expected what's going on. But it's just look, we're talking about things that we shouldn't be talking about, not knowing a rule, you know, aggressive play calling from your own 5-yard line before the half when you got the lead. I mean, where did that come from? Where did that – why at that moment did you decide to go for everything when you haven't seen it all during the game and you're on the 5-yard line? I really don't understand that. And those are things you got to move on from and try to get better, but I don't know if it's going to happen or not. I really don't. So, are you mad? Are you frustrated? What are you if you're a Titans fan today? You're frustrated. You're frustrated because your team fought and fought and fought. Brownlee played good. Cody Barton stepped up at linebacker. Why isn't Roger McCreary playing more? He's good.
Yeah.
He's
really
good. Why is he
not
playing more?
He made a great play yesterday.
I don't get that, but then again, I don't get a lot of things in life.
Kenny the mailman. What's up, Kenny?
Friends, want to cover two quick things for you. Joe, you're going to love this. We had a family get together, and the lovely and gracious Babette just cooked brisket, all kind of sides.
Nice.
He ate and ate. She was going to reheat it before halftime, and they caught the punt at the 5, and she said, they're going to do a couple of those knee-down thingies, aren't they? And I said, yeah, of course, everybody knows that. She said, well, I'll go heat the food up for everybody. Well, about 5 minutes went by, she's saying, come get it. We're just sitting there. And she comes back, and she said, didn't they do the knee-down thingies? And we said, no, they're fine. And I think she said a bad word. But anyway, just think about this. Later in the game, Denver hands it to them. They muff a punt. You remind the coach, hey, our tackle is out. We're in field goal range to take the lead, a couple of quick traps, whatever. If we bust one, it's great, but we're going to take the lead right here. And they go out and start calling play, action, slow, developing plays. Coach of malpractice.
Yep. 100%, Kenny.
Y'all have a great day.
You
thanks,
too.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Kenny. Isn't the Neil the Genuflex, isn't that what it's called?
Is it? You speaking big
my
FRA
dad,
words
okay.
to
all
me.
Right. My dad used to say that. So
that's when you go to church. You genuflect towards the altar. Make the sign of the cross.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I hope Titans fans, maybe they were doing that yesterday.
I think Titans fans might be doing that today.
Oh, my goodness, right?
Thank you, Dr. Crane. We'll get more of your calls.
Real quick, Dr. Crane to you is what Callahan needs.
Yep. He is he's our ombudsman.
Yes. Good job, Dr. Crane.
Thank you. I could turn this team around in a second. I really could.
Load them up. If you want to call in, I feel like you feel better when you call. We'll take the text as well, but when you call in, I think you feel better. 615-737-1025. More of your calls, more of your texts. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe, 1025 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 1025 The Game on this Monday. We're live here at, live here at Greystone Golf Club, the Brent Peterson Classic, as a lot of the Predators players have gotten here, coaches as well. Brent Peterson is here, and so they're going to be teeing off for the second flight. We've already had the morning flight. But taking your calls, your reaction to the Titans yesterday at 615-737-1025. Chris is up next. Chris, what you got?
Thanks, guys. You know, I want to talk about how bad. Hey, guys, I'm here. Can you not hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, cool. Yeah, you know, as bad as I want to talk about Brian Callahan, and he has plenty bad enough, you know, we really got to talk about some of these veterans. You know, Calvin Ridley, sure, the play calling was terrible at the goal line, but Ridley going to block when a play clearly called for him at the goal line, and Cam has to spike it. Amani Hooker not making sure of a tackle on third down, giving them a first down, that leads to Jeff Simmons being a bonehead. You know, those are three guys that have got to – they've got to be better and make plays around them better. And lastly, before I get out of here, the turnover, we call three straight dropbacks. All you have to do is not lose 27 yards and you can kick a field goal and get points there. And on third down, after losing your right tackle, you call another dropback and Cam takes another sack and then you blame it on him in the press conference. That's ridiculous.
Right. Yep. Thanks.
I don't really
know
what else to say. There you go.
Yeah, said enough, baby. I think we are all just kind of in the is this all real? Like, is this – like, are we in a, like, reality right now that this is the football team?
It is. Until they prove it otherwise, this is what you got.
Let's see. Let's continue with Derek wants to weigh in. Derek, what's up?
Hey, guys. First of all, Joe Dubin ran around in the Hermitage Donaldson area and knew a lot of the same people. Couldn't be more proud of what you accomplished. So I'll get off of that, but very much so. Just glad for everything that you've done for yourself. I've been going to the Titans game since Vanderbilt all the way through, season ticket holder forever. And just the biggest thing for me, you know, I'm just going to go back to ownership. And I hate to keep saying it, but letting go of Brown, letting go of Derek, letting go of, you know, players that are still good. They're still doing well on other teams. Now, when they first started doing that, we used to let players go, loved Eddie George, loved everybody there, but they didn't really go on and have a lot of success at other teams. But when you watch players so significant, you know, not only personally but to the team, go and do so well at other places, it just makes you start questioning it. And the ability to fire two GMs in a year's time, you know, Vrabel wasn't the best, but I loved him. I'm not so sure. We've replaced anybody with anybody that can do the job. I'll let you guys talk on that, but once again, Joe, appreciate you, man. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Derek. Appreciate you, man. Thank you for the kind words as always. Good points. You make great points, pal, and we sit here and like, what could have been? And that's the worst kind of day to be in on a Monday of what could have been.
John in Nashville on our text line said, I'm just happy we had a competitive game. Everyone on this channel and ESPN said the Titans had no chance, and we did. John, I love the enthusiasm. The only reason that your team had a chance was because the Broncos let you be in the game. I mean, yeah, they made some big plays. They got four turnovers. I mean, yes. I'm not going to say that's the only reason. I'll take that back.
You're right. No, I mean, they didn't get blown out 35-0. They had a chance to win the game.
They did.
But the incompetence of your head coach really kind of hamstrung you winning the game on Sunday. Now, obviously, Ridley's got to do better, a whole lot better. He can't drop. And a few, he talked about so many little things that happened that they need to take care of. That's granted. But you put them all together, you lose the game. And be frustrated because you had a chance to win the game.
Eric wants to weigh in on Brian Callahan. Eric, what's up?
It's my thing. And Joel, I'm still going to defend him. I'm not happy with Callahan. And let's say I was to agree with you and let's fire him. And you try and get John Gruden. I'm not saying he's not a great coach, and I definitely think he would make a difference. But first of all, I just don't think it's going to happen. And I don't know, even though suppose all this stuff with the league is over, I still think the Titans would be under a lot of scrutiny if they did hire him. But then let's say we do fire him or bring in another coach, whoever it is. Then it's still bad this year. And then the next year, what are you going to do next, Borgonzi? And then it gets to a point go where somebody brought it up a couple of calls ago, Derek, ownership. It's eventually going to get to a point where if you keep doing this, people are going to say, well, it's time Amy Allen's trunk failed the team because we're not doing anything good. Because that's the one thing that's coming out of today. She's the owner. And I just don't believe we should continue to have a quick trigger because you keep doing this and it doesn't work out. Eventually, there's going to be fans crying for her to sell the team, which I don't think is going to happen because it would be like Jerry Jones, which everybody's calling for him to sell the team, unless she passed away, which I'm not calling for. But it just gets to that point where if you continually fire, people are going to start questioning the ownership, and there's going to be a lot of fans in that are going to say, well, she should sell the team. Because my point is you can't keep firing people because you have to have some sort of continuity. Guys, y'all take care, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks,
all right,
Eric.
Eric, thank you. All right, first thing. All right, so I think Cindy Crawford's the most beautiful woman who's ever been on planet, besides my daughter, is the most beautiful woman on planet Earth. My granddaughter. If she was single, I went to Cindy Crawford, I want to go out with her, would you ask her out? Yeah, because what's she going to tell you? She'll tell you no if you don't ask.
Right.
So I'm going to say yes. So John Gruden, yeah, I mean, if it comes to the point, ask him. If he wants it, then you got a great coach to come here. But put that aside. Secondly, what if you have a car, right? You have a 1985 Datsun. And you love the Datsun. It keeps breaking down. No matter what you put into it, it keeps breaking down. Eventually, you get rid of that car. Why? Because it ain't going to work. That's with your head coach. What we've seen now is not working. Do you think it's going to flip a switch and work this Sunday? Probably not. But you got to go and figure that out. That's why it's not working. These are grown people. I hate seeing anybody get fired. But if you're going to move your team forward, you're not going anywhere and you're going backwards, it happens. It happens every day in professional sports.
These are the former head coaches that would be available, at least right now, if the Titans were to go that route. Okay. Guys that have experience besides John Gruden. John Gruden is one of them. Mike McCarthy, Cliff Kingsbury, who I think is now with the Commanders as the OC, Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, former head coach.
Pass.
49ers defensive coordinator and former Jets coach Robert Saleh.
Mm-hmm.
And the Vikings defensive coordinator for former Dolphins head coach Brian Flores.
I don't mind those at all. I'm getting Nick Barrett sent me a text and says if Callahan did get fired, who's the interim coach? Well, Fossil did it when Fisher got fired of the Rams. You got Mike McCoy.
It might be Mike McCoy.
Former Chargers head coach is on your staff. We're not advocating to fire this guy today. That's not what we're doing.
No, because that really doesn't fix anything.
It's got to get better. Is it going to get better? Well, you've got more games to see if it's going to get better or not. If it doesn't get better, then, yeah, make a change. They happen all the time. And, Eric, I understand that. But you have selected some bad coaches. You hired a bad GM and Rand Carthon. That's on you. You've done the bad thing. Nobody's going to turn this job down for a head coach. Nobody's going to turn it down for general manager because those are exclusive jobs in football at the highest level. They're going to take those jobs. Right now, I'm telling you, mad or frustrated, you need to, if you're a Titans fan, you are frustrated right now because what you saw yesterday,
I think you're mad.
Could be there.
I think that a lot of people are mad. I'm mad. I'm mad because of incompetence. That's why I'm mad. We'll get more of your calls and texts coming up next. Live today at Grosone Golf Club here in Dixon. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Just running into everybody out here today.
Right? Killer Bees, Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC. I told you. I'll send a picture of us to my daughter of him, and she just loses it.
Yeah.
They're massively popular. So that's cool. Fun day.
All right, back to the phones. This is for you. John McClain going to join us in about 10 minutes. We'll get his thoughts on the Titans. Let's see. I don't even know where we're at on this. So, Daniel, you lead us off.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you taking my call. Obviously, a longtime Titans fan, hearing everybody going on
about what
they're talking. Hello?
I said I'm sorry for being a longtime Titans fan.
Go
ahead.
Gotcha. Yeah, I hear everybody talking about, firing Callahan. And here's my thing with it, man. Like, what he did yesterday is not about like an X's and O's thing, as far as, you know, inside the five and what he did, and then, you know, the challenge thing, all that kind of stuff. It, to me, though, like, that stuff you learn on day one, and I'm not understanding why we have a coach in place that doesn't understand things like that. Never mind, I understand that we're going to be, you know, outmanned by most teams we play. We get it. We know what type of team you are. But having a coach like that, that can't get those things right, that stuff you learn on day one, and I can't understand. I really feel that the more he's in the office or in that building is just a disservice to Cam Ward and his career. If you can't get those things right, or the person who's radiating up to him and saying, hey, man, we probably need to challenge this, like, that's some internal problems that need to be fixed immediately. And maybe that is by letting them go. I understand that that's going to leave us a black eye, and I understand that that's not a good look. But when you can't get stuff like that right, it doesn't matter about your X's and O's, because you're going to get beat every single time by the coach on the opposing sideline. Thanks for taking my call.
Great call. Great
Thanks,
call.
Daniel.
thank you, Daniel.
Two tweets I want to read real quick. Kuharski, Brian Callahan tied himself into a pretzel on the rule failure in Denver. He started by saying he misinterpreted it, but later said he misspoke.
Oh, my goodness.
Robbie Stanley, Callahan, the first time he addressed the IO Manor play today, quote, ultimately, my interpretation of the rule was wrong. I'll own it. We should have challenged the play. The last answer on it, quote, I misspoke. I'm well aware of the rule. I understand how it works, the way I articulated.
Tie himself into a pretzel is a great slam in a very decent way. That's great. Nice job, Paul.
Brian Callahan, 615-737-1025, if you'd like to give us a third answer.
God, what if he called in? That'd be fantastic.
God, that'd be for so many reasons, that would be awesome.
Right.
Let's go to Bruce, wants to talk Callahan. Bruce, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're good.
I wouldn't be too opposed if we got rid of Callahan and got Eric Bieniemy. You know, he's a great offensive mind, and he's hard on the players. He makes them tough.
Here's the deal with Eric Bieniemy, and he has interviewed several places. I read this. I wasn't there, that he interviews really badly. I mean, he was the hot name. He was a great coach, but his interviews are really, really bad. And you wonder why he hasn't got a head coaching job. I mean, he went to the Redskins before they were the Commanders. That lasted a year, and he was gone and out of there. But he's a good coach. I think they need a head coach, right? Head coach can go hire the coordinator, but you need a head coach who is not calling plays offensively or defensively. That's what I think this football team needs. But thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks,
appreciate
Bruce.
You, Bruce.
Appreciate it. 0247 says, y'all kill me. Last week you predicted they would lose, even though they had a chance to win, albeit to a bad Broncos play. They lost as predicted, and y'all are mad. It's kind of an oxymoron.
We're not mad. Frustrated.
I'm mad.
Frustrated. You had a chance to win the game. You had a chance to win the game. You made some awful play calls on you. Now, let's add in Ridley. Could have caught the ball across the middle because he's scared to catch the ball. I'll tell you right now, he's scared to catch the ball across the middle. You had things that let you, people let this team down. For most, about 85% of this team played their butts off yesterday. And I would tell Jeffrey Simmons did too before that stupid penalty. He played well yesterday. You had a chance to win the game. Know that.
Kevin wants to weigh in real quick. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, a couple things there. Both defenses outplayed the offense, as we know. But I'm a Broncos fan, but they give that game to the Titans. I mean, so many times. They give them so many opportunities. And I just wonder why they won't cut the ties, bring in John Gruden, a football man.
That's the thing. Bringing in Gruden now does no good because you need an offseason to implement everything you need to do. You just look, I would like nothing better, and Chase is the same way, for them to go out on Sunday and beat the Rams by 50 points. That would be great. Is it going to happen? Probably not. But
Probably not.
But we'd love that. We don't want this team to fail. But what you're doing is by your stupid play calling and not knowing what's going on, you're hurting the team. You are hurting the team. Give up your play calling. Give it up. Obviously, you can't do both. Give it up. That's all we're asking. But, yeah, you don't bring in a new regime in the middle of the season. If something happens, you'll promote within internally and deal with it after the season. That's what you do.
That hurt the team.
Yeah, you know what? I was going to take Clay's call last, and he got impatient because I made him wait, and he hung up.
Yeah. So. Clay, we'll talk Vandy tomorrow, buddy. They did great. We love Vandy.
Yes, we will. Joey from Bellevue, they need an experienced head coach, not a rookie. He's a second-year guy. Here's where I will give him just a little bit. If this was his first game as a head coach and he had the debacle with the rule yesterday, I give him a little bit more of a pass. But this is year two. You need to know how this stuff works. Plain and simple.
That's it.
And you drop the ball.
Big time.
The ball bounced your way, and you still screwed it up. So there you go. John McClain going to join us coming up next. Jason Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.